Coming up on episode number 951, it's time for another All Request Show. We've got covers tonight of songs originally performed by Madness, The Beatles, LaBelle, and Amy Mann, just to name a few. And Tina has promised that she will be down here for trivia at the end. What more could you ask for? I don't know. How about the opening theme? It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request Show, right here where you tell me what it is you want to hear, and I get it on the show for you. Let's go ahead and jump right into things with a cover going out to Mark in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who not only wrote in to tell me about this song, a couple of requests that he wanted to hear. He also wanted to tell me that he's loving the brand new Coverville Citizen t-shirts. If you are a Coverville citizen and you have not yet received your t-shirt, don't worry, it's on its way, they're all coming. And if you are not yet a Coverville citizen and you want to become one, it's not too late to place an order to become a Coverville citizen and get the current t-shirt, the current Coverville Citizen t-shirt, which is a very cool retro design. I'll let you check it out. Just go to coverville.com, go under subscribe, and learn about the Coverville Citizen program. But, you know, Mark's flattery about my about the current t-shirt is not what made me play his cover, which is coming up right now. He wanted to hear a cover of Coldplay's Green Eyes by Natalie Dawn and Ryan Lerman. Natalie Dawn, of course, the female lead singer half of Pomplamoose, along with Jack Conte. Here is her cover with Ryan Lerman of Coldplay's Green Eyes.
Bye. Love is the best.
Request, that's Lottie Milan, and a beautiful, beautiful rendition of Madness's It Must Be Love. That one going out to Steve. We actually had a couple of requests this week from Steve, and I think I'm going to end up playing both of them because they're both fantastic. It Must Be Love from the EP of the same name, performed by Lottie Milan, who has also done covers of Madonna, did an entire EP of covers of Madonna, both released last year, this single as well as the Madonna EP, which means I guess she's only covering, maybe she's covering them all alphabetically. So you start with Madness, then you go to Madonna, and I don't know what's after Madonna, but it's all right there in the same section of the CD shop. That is It Must Be Love by Lottie Milan. Right before that, The Last Names with part of a project that they did last year called 52 Covers, and I don't think they finished it. I think they were maybe only 10 covers shy of doing a cover a week for the entire year of 2012. But they did that one, and it's beautiful. It's So Long Ago, Nancy, originally done by Leonard Cohen, going out to Dinah, who hasn't heard a good Leonard cover, well, who hasn't heard a Leonard Cohen cover on the show in a long time. And, wanted me to rectify that. And you know, I'll play it, but I'm not going to play a cover of Hallelujah. Not for a while anyway. It's been, we've had a nice little drought of Hallelujah covers on the show. So we'll keep it that way for a little while. We start things off with a cover going out to Mark in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That is Green Eyes by Natalie Dawn with Ryan Lerman from the Easier Said Than Done EP. Just came out this year. Beautiful EP, beautiful track by Natalie Dawn with Ryan Lerman. Well, Coverville today is brought to you by Audible. Audible.com, a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio content. It's entertainment, it's magazines, it's books. You can't really just call them an audiobook shop anymore. They are everything. They are weekly programming. There's monthly programming. Greg Proops on there. Favorite of mine, and it's just as easy to listen to as the program you're listening to right now. If you can listen to podcasts, then you won't have any problem with audiobooks. They work with everything, your iPod, your Android, your BlackBerry, your computer, your internet-connected television, I think, can handle it, and it's a really good way to enjoy a book. Maybe if you've got a long commute, on the bus, on the train, in the car, it's a great way to get some reading done and learn something, or get some entertaining reading done. For example, a great book that is coming out this week, I think it actually comes out today, it's Carl Hiaasen's Lucky You. And if you're a fan of Carl Hiaasen's writing, as I am, then you're really looking forward to this one. It takes place down in Florida with all sorts of shenanigans. I'm trying to look over the description. I mean, basically, you know, if you're a fan of Carl Hiaasen, you're going to get his books no matter what the description is, right? I mean, it's something you're always going to pick up. And they just came out. Yep. Release date is April 9th, so it's brand new. We'll tell you what, you can get this one free or any other audiobook for free or many audiobooks for free by trying Audible, which you can do by going to audiblepodcast.com/ Coverville. That's audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. You get to try a free audiobook. You actually get to try their service for free for a month. And you can stick with it and keep getting new audiobooks every month of the year. Or if you decide it's not for you, I can't imagine you would, but if you decide it's not for you, then your audiobook that you get, your free one, is still yours to keep. Check it out. It's audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Next set of music, and we're going to start with something a little more upbeat, a little more rocking, and something that is going out to my friend Guy, Guillaume, who I used to actually play World of Warcraft with back in the days of the I'm Not Dead Yet raid team. Or no, he was in, we had a raid team called Afternoon Delight. We ran in the afternoons. And great friend and a great request. I'm surprised I haven't played it either because I'm a big fan of Imelda May. Here from her 2011 album Mayhem, it is Imelda May and her cover of Gloria Jones or Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Heart away, backstage, back on earth again. The dressing rooms are great. They come on strong, late too long, they make you feel a man. But love is blind, and soon you'll find you're just a boy again. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, yeah. Oh. When you wanna live, get a cheat, makes you wonder where you are. If you want some more, she's fast asleep, leaves you twinkling with the stars. Poor young grandson, there's nothing I can say. You have to learn just like me, and that's the hard.
is the first day of my life. I swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain. Everything has changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. I don't know where I am. I don't know where I've been. But I know where I wanna go. So I thought I'd let you know. These things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized how I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? I thought it was strange. You said everything's changed. Felt as if you just woke up. And you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. Now I don't care. I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, with these things there's no telling, we'll just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time it's different. I mean, I really think you like me.
That's got to be one of the sweetest things I've ever played on this show. That one going out to Chris, who wrote in, said, can I make a request? My girlfriend Nora is a huge music fan and from Omaha, Nebraska, home of Bright Eyes, Saddle Creek Records. There's a song called First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes that I'd love to dedicate to Nora from Chris whenever you have an available spot on an upcoming request show. That's such a great version that I hope you enjoyed it. I hope Nora enjoyed it. And that one going from Chris to Nora. Before that, a song that I haven't played in years on this show, and it's surprising because it's one of my favorite Beatles covers of all time. As a matter of fact, you know that there are these songs that you hear, and you're hearing the cover, and you don't realize it's a cover. And when you finally hear the original, you like it, but for whatever reason, you connect it with the first artist you heard perform it. Does that make sense? A good example is that Soft Cell, Tainted Love. I played the Imelda May cover earlier in the show, but a lot of people heard the Soft Cell version before they heard the Gloria Jones original. And so maybe that Soft Cell version is the version that they're always going to equate to Tainted Love. For me, Dear Prudence by Susie and the Banshees is that song. It's the Susie version that I always think of first when I think of that song, as much as I love the Beatles, and I do really like their version as well. That Susie and the Banshees version is iconic for me. You'll find that version, by the way, on the album Twice Upon a Time, which was their greatest hits album, came out. That version came out in 1983 and is going out to Mark, who looked through my archives and found that I haven't played it since 2008. Right before that, a track going out to Paula from Australia. She says that she always enjoys hearing new and interesting covers through the show and wanted to hear Matt Wirtz. Matt Wirtz and his version of Ooh La La, originally by The Faces. That comes from an album called Whenever, Wherever, which just came out this year. Matt Wirtz and his cover of Ooh La La. That's another one of those songs that no matter what version I hear, whether it's the original by The Faces or the Stereophonics or the version by Counting Crows, I love it. It's such a great tune. And we started things off with the aforementioned Imelda May cover of Tainted Love going out to Guillaume. And that one comes from her 2011 album, Mayhem. It's all in that rockabilly style. So you know you love that song. You know you love the rest of it if it's all rockabilly. So why are you listening to me? Go buy it. You'll find links in the show notes to where you can do just that, where you can go buy it. Also in the show notes, you will find a link to our second sponsor of today's episode of Coverville. It is ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses, and they're currently having a bag and backpack sale. Does that not excite you? Well, it should if you go check out some of their great bags and backpacks. As a matter of fact, I recently picked up their messenger bag, which is called the Bag of Holding, which is a nice little throwback to Dungeons and Dragons back in the day. This thing does hold everything. It's got about 1,000 pockets in it, and I recently used it on my trip to Houston as my only carry-on bag, and I love this thing, man. It holds everything. I could probably do a day trip somewhere, have some clothes in there, have my iPad in there, maybe a laptop, iPhone, everything that I need, and everything fits in a nice little individual pocket. I love it. And it's just one of the dozens of bags you can get right now over at ThinkGeek.com. As a matter of fact, I think they've even got their Lego one. Yeah. They've got one that actually has a Lego front face to it, and you can customize it any way you want. They've got ones for Star Wars fans, ones for, there's a Chewbacca one that's got his that strap that he wore to hold his weapon, his ammunition. Anyway, his bandolier, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, a lot of great bags over there on sale at ThinkGeek.com. When you're ready to buy or at least browse, do some window shopping, go to Coverville.com, look for the ThinkGeek link over there on the right side of the page, click it, and it'll take you over to ThinkGeek.com. Whatever you buy there helps out the show, even if it's nothing that I've talked about, which would be hard to believe because I talk about everything. All right, let's get to the last set of music. We're going to start off with a request that actually took a little bit of hunting, a little bit of searching, and I think I may have found what they were looking for. Chad from Gainesville wrote in and said, "Hey, Brian, my wife and I were just in Paris having lunch when we heard a familiar song, Lady Marmalade. It took a moment to realize it because the cover was a more mellow version than the original. It seemed to be part of an album of covers, possibly all by the same artist, because the tracks repeated while we were there. Other songs we heard on the album, if it was indeed an album, included Papa Was a Rolling Stone and Upside Down by Diana Ross. I've had no luck locating the cover of Lady Marmalade, so I thought perhaps your Google cover foo might be better than mine." None of the covers were in French, by the way, although that probably would have made them easier to find. If you can find it, or any of the version of Lady Marmalade that you like, please play it on the show. That would be awesome. Okay, Chad, I think I may have found the one you're talking about. It does come from an all-cover album. The all-cover album does include a cover of Diana Ross's Upside Down. And this guy is European, so I could see him being played in a French cafe. Let's go ahead and listen to it. It is the Palace Orchestra mit Sir Sanger. I'm just going to say it's Max Rob and the Palace Orchestra from the album Super Hits 2. This is great. Here is Lady Marmalade.
Met Marmalade down in Old Moulin Rouge, strutting her stuff on the street. She said, "Hello, Hedgeo, you wanna give it a go? Gitchy, gitchy, aye, gitchy, gitchy, here. Mocha, chocolate, bring your lady marmalade." Is back, it's talking to freak.
I heard
So, do you watch Smash, the NBC TV show? No, me neither. But I know there are people out there who do, so they're probably familiar with Megan Hilty, who is the blonde on that show that is battling out with Nanny McPhee. What's her name?
Catherine.
Catherine McPhee. Why don't I hear you on my microphone? It's not Nanny McPhee.
No,
okay.
That was a movie. No, Catherine McPhee.
But that was Megan Hilty by request by John Connors. It's from Megan Hilty's brand new album, What is it? It is called It Happens All the Time, and it's got that great cover of Amy Mann's Wise Up, which you probably, if you've seen the movie Magnolia, you probably remember it as a very, very incredible scene where all the characters kind of recenter themselves around each of their individual plot lines, and it's kind of a turning point for all of them. I don't know. It's a really, really cool movie, and that song just makes such a great connection with that scene. Megan Hilty from her album It Happens All the Time. Before that, a beautiful, beautiful song by a singer named Beck Goldsmith, and it's called I Vow to Thee My Country. There's a little bit of a story behind it. It all stems from Gustav Holst writing the Planet Suite around 1914, 1915, 1916. Sir Cecil Spring Rice wrote a patriotic poem called Herb's Day in 1908, which contained the Jupiter section of the Planet Suite. And the hymn came from that, called I Vow to Thee My Country in 1926, and it became a common element of our Armistice ceremonies, and it was played both at the wedding and funeral of Princess Diana. But a beautiful, beautiful version right there, which just came out as part of a new BBC TV drama called The Village. It's used as the theme song to that show. And if you really want to be touched, go listen to that song again with headphones, because it was just such an amazing song. I Vow to Thee My Country by Beck Goldsmith. You can get that from her Bandcamp site, beckgoldsmith.bandcamp.com. And that one just came out as well. We start off the set with a request, hopefully the request that Chad from Gainesville was looking for. It is Lady Marmalade, originally by LaBelle, and covered there by Max Robb with the Palace Orchestra, and hopefully something you would hear in a French cafe. You'll have to tell me. Chad, email me in and or email into me and let me know if that's the song that you heard. All right. Well, Tina is here in the Coverville studios, as you heard earlier. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Last time you were here, you were one-eyed.
I was one-eyed. I was one day after surgery.
Was it the day after? Or the
it
day?
It was the day after, day after. Yeah.
That's right. It was the Thursday. You had the surgery on Wednesday. We did the cover story on Thursday because I... Yeah. How are you doing now?
Well, I can see it's not great. Mm-hmm. It's wonky in that eye still.
And will be for a few weeks, right?
It will be for several months. Yeah. Like, they gave me the expectation of 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to just chill out
cope.
With it.
Yeah.
And realize that it's going to get better, hopefully.
Yeah. Should I not bring it up?
I don't know. It's a daily thing. But I'm getting used to the contact lens I have in it now. And
I think it's just a matter of getting used to it.
I know. Yeah. Well, and I've developed an astigmatism and a cataract and got the bill today for the surgery.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, let's take your mind off of all that.
Exactly.
With how about a musically challenged? This one submitted by Daniel. I think Daniel might even be in the tadpole. I'm trying to remember what he goes by. But all right. Here is from Daniel. It is Ghost Track Trivia.
Hello, Brian and Tina. This is Daniel from Boston. I'd like to welcome you to Ghost Tracks, the music trivia contest where the meaning is always hidden. For today's challenge, I'm going to play you the introductions to 5 different songs, and I want you to name the artist and title of each song. It's very important that you write down the artist and title of each song as you identify them. After you've identified the 5 tracks, I'll give you some additional instructions. You get 1 point for each of the artists and titles you identify, and another 5 points if you can answer the question at the end of the game. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen? Go ahead and grab one. I'll wait.
I actually do. I have a sticky pad. I started writing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on it. And then he said, you got to make sure to write stuff down. It's nice to be in the yoga studio. Where's my...
I know, right?
Where's my chai?
I know.
All right.
Okay, so now that you've got something to write with, here's the introduction to the first track. This one should be pretty easy to guess.
Coldplay, mm-hmm. but I don't know the name of the song.
The song, I believe, is called Viva La Vida.
Oh, okay. That sounds familiar.
Yes. I'm trying to remember if it's Viva La Viva. No, it's Viva La Vida, yeah. I almost want to say Loca after that.
Yeah.
Living the life. Okay, let's go to the next one here.
Were you able to guess that one? Did you write down the name of the artist and title?
he's really making sure we write this one down.
I know.
All right.
So here comes song number two.
Is that, I want to say it's OMD.
You'd be absolutely correct if you said that.
I don't know. I can't get to the lyrics in time.
Oh my gosh, you've got it.
Did I get it?
Well, you've got,
it's like,
if you, it's the first three words of the song too.
I know. I thought it was like, if you wait, no, if nope. you, I don't know. I don't know. What
if
is
you
it?
Leave.
If you leave,
yes,
that's it.
From the soundtrack to Pretty in Pink. Okay, let's go to the next one.
I bet that one was pretty easy as well. Make sure to write down your answers.
Write them down.
I'm writing them, I promise.
Now on to song number three.
A lot of this one.
I know. It's Van Halen, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know the song, do you?
I don't. I was,
I'll give you a little longer on that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's the, it's
long intro.
The Sammy Hagar edition of Van Halen.
Yeah.
I was going to say that was Higher, but I know it's not. Higher starts off with the keyboards like that, but then goes into a much faster tempo. What is that? Oh, man. Okay, well, I don't... We definitely have the...
The artist.
The artist. Oh, and I think I'm seeing what he's doing here, and I'm really impressed. All right. Because I'm guessing that this one begins with...
That's why he's saying to write it down.
Yes, he is. Yes. Okay. I think this song would begin... The title begins with an L, then I see exactly what he's doing. We'll keep going, though.
Okay.
My next prediction, I'm going to predict that the next song is by Eminem or Elvis or...
Somebody with an E.
Somebody with an E.
Eurythmics?
Could be Eurythmics.
Okay.
And the song title will begin with an L. That's my prediction.
Okay.
I'm going to Kreskin this one.
Okay.
One, because that one might have been a little harder, but... I bet Brian got it. Make sure to write down the artist and title on your sheet of paper. Number four is on its way.
You predicted it.
I did it. I don't know.
Also, the first four words of the song.
I don't know.
Love is a Stranger.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to try and predict the last one, too.
Okay.
It's going to be REM with Everybody Hurts.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Hopefully that one was easy for you. Make sure to write down your answer, both artist and title.
Note of yours.
And now for the last song.
Nope.
Thank you. Is that the guy with the saxophone?
Well, that was a guy with a saxophone.
Like, is the whole thing that way?
No.
Instrumental? Okay.
No, it's, I want to say a Swedish duo.
I don't know. I don't know who it is. Like, I know the song, but
it's Roxette.
Oh.
And it's a song whose title begins with an E, but I couldn't tell you why. You want to see my sticky note
here? I don't
know. You know, maybe you can see what's going on there.
And
what's funny is the way I wrote them actually makes it.
That is hilarious.
That's really clever. Very clever. Okay. Let's see if he wants me to guess. Well, let's go back.
Did you answer that last one too?
I did.
I bet you did. Make sure to write it.
I didn't answer it right, but I answered it.
Down. So now that you have all the names of the artists and songs, take a look at your list. Did you notice something there? What secret message are the songs trying to tell you? I'll give you a little time to sort it out.
Oh, I had it figured out in the third song. So the all the artists, Coldplay, OMD, Van Halen, Eurythmics, Roxette, spell out the word cover. And then all the song titles, Viva La Vida, If You Leave, whatever Van Halen song begins with an L, Love is a Stranger, and whatever Roxette one starts with an E. It spells out Ville. It's really cool.
It does.
Very clever.
Awesome.
Very clever. All right. Oh, I guess I didn't have to pause during this. We could have listened to the dreamy
music.
Now
the answers. Song number one was Coldplay with Viva La Vida. Song number two was OMD, or Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, with If You Leave.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. I promise.
It's funny, all but Coldplay were in the 80s.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Song number three was a Van Halen track entitled Love Walks In.
Well, that one might have been 90s, because Sammy Hagar,
oh,
late 80s, early 90s. Oh, no, that would have been, yeah, 88, 89. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think I was jumping on a trampoline with this song. You laugh, but you know it's true.
Yeah, I do.
I can base a lot off of trampoline time.
Oh,
song number four was the Eurythmics with Love is a Stranger.
Love is a stranger enough to come. Tend to it and drive it far
away. And song number five was Richard Marx with Endless Summer Nights.
It was Richard Marx. And that's probably who you're thinking of. Well, he didn't play the saxophone himself.
He
just had the mullet.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Roxette.
Roxette, okay.
Because they had a lot of saxophone. I want to say the song that they did for Mannequin. Didn't they do a song for Mannequin? I know Starship did the big, the big hit, but
the
I want to say
one,
Roxette did a song for that thing too.
Kenny G,
sure.
Funny.
Now that you have the names of the artists and songs, do you see the hidden message?
I do.
Take a look down the list of artist names, followed by the list of song names, and you'll see one of your favorite words appear. The first initials of the artist names, followed by the first initials of the track names, spells out the word Coverville. Did you solve it? Remember that it's 1 point each for each of the titles and artists if you could identify them, and 5 points if you found the hidden message.
So 1, 2,
for a possible total score of 15
7.
Points.
Ooh, 12 out of 15.
Not bad.
Well, yeah. This is Daniel in Boston hoping you enjoyed the inaugural edition of Ghost Tracks. I'll be back with some more hidden messages in the near future.
Cool.
That was very cool.
That was fun.
Oh, I don't have my closing music queued up. This dreamy music gives me a chance to do that because it's nice and it's a long a long outgoing bit. Can't really call it an outro. There's no such word as an outro, although I think that's probably becoming an acceptable word. Yeah. Well, because intro is short for introduction.
Right.
Outro is not short for outroduction.
It's just a matter of time until it gets added to the dictionary,
just
right?
Just like supposedly.
Right, exactly.
All right. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
You can go back to eating your gummy worm.
I already ate it.
Oh, you did.
My gummy man.
Your gummy man. Gummy man. Listeners and tadpoolers, thank you for tuning in for this. I really appreciate you coming in and listening to the show live. You can do that, by the way. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you can listen to me record the episode that you're hearing right now by coming to coverville.com/live at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, just about every Tuesday and Thursday. Tune in, chat with other cover listeners, and me. You're chatting with me this whole time. All right, if you want to make a request, email me, requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line, 877-7-COVER-9, and visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything else cover song related. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, you'll want to write down the names of the artists and the song titles on a piece of paper. Did you write them down?
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!